Welcome to the Anubo AI blog in audio. Today's article is by Brett Allegre Wood and is called AI for Proposals, cutting a 3-hour quote down to 15 minutes.
And that number, 3 hours down to 15 minutes, is not just a headline. The article actually walks through where all that time goes.
Right. And the starting point is a bit uncomfortable. Brett says most proposals are 90% the same words rearranged, and yet people keep retyping them from scratch every single time.
Which sounds ridiculous when you say it out loud, but you know exactly how it happens. Someone opens last month's quote for a similar job, saves a copy, starts swapping out the client name, the scope, the line items. Then the table breaks when they paste it.
Then they dig through old emails to find the price they quoted that one time. They check the terms haven't changed. They read it twice because a typo in a price is embarrassing.
So it's not really sales work. It's admin dressed up as sales.
That's exactly the phrase Brett uses. And the point is, the expensive part isn't the typing, it's the delay. Speed wins deals, and proposals are usually the slowest step in the whole chain.
The competitor who replied that same afternoon is already walked off with a job.
So what does AI actually do about it?
And this is where people get it wrong. Because if you ask AI cold to write a proposal for, say, a roofing job, you get bland, generic mush. Nobody should send that.
That's a direct quote from the article, actually. So what changes it? You feed it your own material first. Your last 20 winning proposals, your standard sections, your tone, your terms, your way of describing the work. Once it knows how you sell, you give it a short brief. Something like office fit out, 40 desks, 2 meeting rooms, start in June. And it produces a draft that reads like your business wrote it in under a minute.
The intro, scope of work, timeline, terms, next steps, all there.
All there. And that's what augment means here. The AI carries the repetitive load so your people do the part that actually needs a human brain.
So you start at 80% done instead of a blank page.
Exactly. And then the 15 minutes is skilled attention. The person reads it once to check the AI understood the brief. They tweak the scope to match what was discussed on the call. They confirm the pricing against the current rate card. They add the one personal line that shows they listened, something like, as you mentioned, we'll work around your busy season. Then it goes out.
Okay, but here's the question I'd want answered. Does quality actually hold up? Because I'd worry you're getting something that's technically complete, but a bit flat.
Brett's argument is quality usually goes up, not down.
How?
Because most weak proposals come from humans under pressure. Someone rushing at 9 p.m. forgets a section. They copy an old version with last year's terms. They leave the previous client's name in paragraph 4. A trained setup is consistent by design. It never forgets the terms. It never leaves the wrong name in. It uses the current template every single time.
So the machine handles the consistency, and the human adds the read on the client, the judgment on scope, the warmth.
Right. And Brett is firm on one point. A person always checks before it goes out, pricing especially. AI drafts the words. The numbers get confirmed by someone who knows the job. That's the line that keeps you safe.
So it's not press send and walk away.
No. Draft is waiting for you. Give it 10 minutes. That's the system.
And setting it up, does that become a project in itself?
Brett says start with one proposal type, the one you write most often. Pull together a handful of recent ones that won. Agree your standard template and your pricing rules. He says it's genuinely useful within a few days, not months.
The mistake is trying to automate everything at once.
Exactly. Get one type flying, let the team feel the difference, then add the next. Brett mentioned seeing this across completely different businesses. A property operation doing tenancy and management proposals. A tire business quoting fleet servicing. Different words, identical problem.
Because the shape is the same. Mostly the same content with a few variables. That's what AI handles well and what humans find tedious.
And there's a quiet win beyond just the faster quote. Every hour spent retyping is an hour not spent calling the prospect, chasing the quote that's gone quiet, or having the conversation that uncovers a bigger job. More proposals out, more follow-ups done, fewer good inquiries dying in someone's I'll do it tonight pile.
My one thing this week, look at the proposal you write most often and count how many times this month it went out late. That number tells you whether this is worth doing.
Mine is simpler. pulled together 3 or 4 recent winning proposals into one folder. That's the raw material for everything Brett describes. You'll have it done in 10 minutes.
You can read the full article at anubo.ai. And if you want Brett's team to walk through how your proposals get written now and show you where AI could give your people those hours back, there's a free AI audit on the site.
No pressure, no jargon, just a practical look at whether it's worth doing for your business. Thanks for listening.